Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Captain America's big leak, the orange apocalypse sky of the West Coast, the peep shortage, Logan Lerman's long flowing salt and pepper, and The Social Dilemma on Netflix. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. A 5, a 4, a 3, a 2, a 1. Hi, Corey.
Hi, Tyler. Is there a reason you counted us in, like, what was that? Count Chocula? Not, is that Count Chocula or just the count?
That was not Count
Chocula. That was Chocula. Just the count.
It wasn't even the count.
Who's that?
The count is more like a 5.
Oh, wait. No. You sounded like the Tootsie Pop owl. That's who it was. You were like, a 1, a 2.
Oh, actually, yeah.
It was very...
I was thinking more of the lines of like, I'm some jazz musician that's kind of like, a 1, a 2, a 3, you know, or 3, you know, 5, 6, 7,
was
8.
That,
you know.
That the entire plot of La La Land?
I kind of, that's what I was feeling. That's the vibe, I guess.
Yeah, you were very, Hi. You were very counting the, how many licks to the center of the Tootsie Pop, baby.
Who sings that?
Lil' Kim.
No, the answer was the owl.
Oh, does it have a name?
Lil' Kim. I believe. Corey, happy Monday.
Well, it's Monday for us, Tuesday for anyone listening to this.
Or Wednesday, if they're listening on Wednesday.
Wow.
It could be any day.
Really could.
What a thrill to live in a reality with space and time.
They get to live in our future.
Do you ever feel constrained by space and time? Or do you find it to be freeing that we live and experience those?
No, time is a social construct.
No, we live by it. We have no choice.
Bitch, last night I was stoned and I had no idea what day it was.
Well, perception of time is a social construct, but we exist within time. We have decided the length of a second, but we still live by seconds, whether or not the second is by our determination of how long a second is.
But don't you think it's all just a little too fitting?
I do think that, like, oh, we really figured out the math for like 60 seconds, 60 minutes, 60, 24 hours, what,
and how many 365, spins, and how many times spins it spins around this flat earth. You're telling me.
I do think somebody back then was really lucky with their guess or something.
And then they were all like, oh, and we'll do a leap day every 4 years.
Yeah, I gotta say, I think we are due for a remix of the remix. We gotta figure out a new calendar.
Well, if global warming keeps changing our seasons, then we can make the year longer or shorter.
If we go to a different planet, we get a whole new calendar. Because, bitch, we're gonna get new constellations.
They don't even... Okay? What do you think your horoscope is on a different planet?
That's what I'm saying. The horoscopes only exist on Earth. Because we see those constellations from our perspective on Earth. So all constellations will be different if we ever go to Mars.
That's
kind of fun. So I'm kind of ready to go.
I was discussing with a friend yesterday if aliens came to San Francisco, they were like, well, do you think the aliens would look homophobic if they showed up in San Francisco? And I was like, well, if they're trying to hurt us, yeah. But like, we also have our tech bubble here. So
I think they wouldn't be.
You think it's
they would be dumb?
It's a
they would
fine be dumb line.
If they came to San Francisco and they tried to kill the people there,
mm-hmm.
yes, it would appear homophobic by our standards.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
But
do you think they know? Do you think they understand? They're all like, well, fuck, we want their tech.
No, I think if they gave it 1 second of thought, they would know, oh, don't kill the gays. That's not the who's reproducing. Like, if we wanted to really cut off the population stream, they would avoid spending time on us.
Is that what they want to do? They want to minimize our numbers?
What I think we are.
Are they allies of Earth? Are they trying to help the Earth, like, heal? Or
I think
they want to be the dominant species?
So there's an episode of Rick and Morty, okay?
I haven't made it to that episode yet.
it fucked me up in an eternal way about how we are in a simulation, and as part of our simulation, we're doing all these things to produce energy, and that energy is being used in the universe that we as a simulation exist in. And so we are kind of like
we're the worker bees.
We're the worker bees. We're the gears turning so that the universe that we exist in as a simulation gets to have the energy that we produce by our day in, day out work. And then that is a simulation that exists within another simulation, blah, 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 blah. So what was your question?
I mean, that reminds me of the Inception episode of Rick and Morty, which I did love.
I think that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, really?
I think. Were they not existing to produce energy for the simulation that they were existing in?
No, I think they were they were trying to get his teacher to give him an A in math or something.
That rings a bell. It's a different episode.
Okay, well, I'll let you know when I get to this one.
Anyway, I do think that we are in a simulation just making energy for whoever we're working for,
well,
or whoever created us.
My TikTok...
It only makes sense.
My TikTok algorithm has now been bringing up psychics onto the page. And this one girl had, you know, those metal bars, and you like ask a ghost, and if the bars cross, they mean it's like a yes, and if they spread out, it's a no. You've never seen those? How much paranormal TV do you watch?
Not much, and I don't go on TikTok, so this is really outside my realm. Keep going.
So anyways, well, she asked. She was all, are we in a simulation? And the ghost said no. So just telling you. Well,
bitch, who the fuck is the ghost? Do you think the ghost has more info than we do?
Absolutely.
I would say the ghost has different info,
do you
not
think
more.
You don't picture all ghosts as all-knowing?
No.
Really?
No, baby. No, baby, no.
So
baby.
You don't think when you die, you get to just, like, have a plethora of knowledge?
No, baby.
That's what I think. I think when you're gone, you get all the answers. You could ask anything, and it could be like, they'll just tell you, or they'll show you. Or you'll see it in your third eye.
Who can ever be sure?
That's tea. Who can ever be sure?
Anyway.
That's gossip.
Did you see, you haven't seen The Social Dilemma on Netflix?
No, I saw you post about it. So then I watched the trailer, but then I saw.
Did you see everyone post about it?
No, but then I saw someone that I follow on Twitter tweet about it. And then they said something about, they were complaining about a reenactment maybe. And then I clicked on their replies and then people were all, yeah, I didn't understand that 30 minutes of it.
Well, so it's a documentary on Netflix. It's about social networks. And the premise is if you are not paying for a product, then you are the product. Meaning if you are using a platform, like a social media platform for free, you are what they are selling to other companies, like your data, your usage habits, blah, 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 blah. And it talks about how all social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, all of these platforms are free for use, but you are giving up a lot of your privacy as to like what you're up to every day, where all of your usage habits, like your how you use the internet, how you use the app. And then they sell that information to advertisers and blah, 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 blah. And how that has kind of spun out into having real world effects like elections or stirring violence or anything like that. And it was a really powerful documentary. I think everyone that ever has had a social media profile should watch it because it's terrifying. But yeah, it's kind of what nightmares are made of because it feels like we're living in a Black Mirror episode.
I mean, I've been thinking that for a while, but here in San Francisco, our sky was orange for a full 24 hours last week.
Yeah.
Did you see all the pictures?
I did. It doesn't feel good. I feel like
I wasn't able to, like, I don't feel like I was able to capture it accurately for people who didn't live in San Francisco. Like, I feel like it looked a lot lighter out than it actually was. Literally the entire sky was just orange.
Could you tell the air quality was different if you went outside?
Well, here's the thing that's funny is, so like when the fire started 2 or 3 weeks ago, you would walk outside and it would smell like a bonfire. It would smell like camping. And you could tell, like, yes, it's just like everywhere you went, no matter what. Since the last few days, and including the day where the sky was orange, the air actually didn't smell smoky at all. And I was reading online, they were saying it's because San Francisco has like a marine layer of air that like came in off the ocean, and it had pushed all the like smoke up, and then like the smoke was caught in the atmosphere, which is why it was orange. But the city smelled normal, and it has. I mean, they keep telling us our air quality is very poor, but I'm just confused because...
Well, I don't know if it just because the air quality is different means like the smell will be different. I just mean like, do your lungs hurt to breathe?
Mine haven't. Okay. None of my friends have really said that either. But I mean, people are staying indoors because that's what they're telling us to do. And our friends said they felt bad because they had to take their dog on a short walk because they felt like he couldn't breathe.
But little baby.
But anyways, the sky was orange. It was dark all day. We had every light on in the house the entire day, which was weird.
Hate that.
It was like literally noon, and it was felt very weird. And I thought, oh, isn't this gonna be wild when kids grow up and they start coloring the sky orange in their pictures because the sky is orange because the right wing conservatives don't think global warming is real.
Yeah, I mean, from what I've read, the reports have been like, yeah, this is not like a, oh, 2020 is a terrible thing. It's more of, oh, this is the direction of Earth because of years and years and decades of not doing anything about anything. And so while this may be the worst year yet, it's by no means an anomaly. It's going to only continue to be this bad, and like fires will continue to be this bad.
And I saw fucking Republicans tweeting that Antifa was starting the fight where we were starting fires ourselves on the West Coast to try to make you think that global warming was real and that it was Antifa that was setting fires.
Honey.
I'm just like, in what world? How? Like,
well, wasn't it the fucking gender reveal?
Yeah. Well, that was one of them.
Yeah, I read that that gender reveal that spread a fire caused more property damage than all Black Lives Matter protests combined ever.
I'm just like, why don't they give
which up? I believe.
Why haven't they given the names of the people who did it?
I don't know. Why? Are you trying to vigilante it?
No, but it's just like, I don't know. It just feels weird.
Imagine growing up and finding out that your gender reveal was the reason for all of San Francisco to be orange.
Literally.
What a gender reveal. Orange? What is that?
Donald
Trump. It's neither
Trump.
Pink nor blue. It's damn.
Donald Trump's skin color.
Not cute, not cute, not cute.
Yeah.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, a lot can change in 50 days. We have 50 days until the election. Do you think what's going to be the big, what do they call it? The November, September surprise or October surprise? You know, right before the election, there's always a, what's it called, surprise. Well, is it November surprise?
It's like a something. 11th hour surprise.
Yeah, it's like that.
I'm just like, I don't know. We saw what's his name come out with the tapes from fucking, what was that, March, of Donald Trump saying that he was like playing it down. And like,
nothing matters. Every day there's a new revelation or something revealed about how terrible he is or right. how he doesn't care.
No, it's not going to change his base of mind. They pick and choose what they want to believe. They have no like basis in fact at all. I'm just mad that that guy, like, how does it make, the other side look any better that they had evidence of Donald Trump saying this and then like sat on it for 6 months and didn't do anything? That's what I'm just confused about. And I'm like, that's just exactly why people who are in the middle say they don't have to make a decision, because they say people are corrupt on both sides.
Well, I also read, we were talking about this before we started recording, that, and maybe I'm not, maybe I kind of feel this too, is that like hearing about how bad Donald Trump is, it does not help people, motivate people to go to the polls. I feel like we all know how he's a fuck up, how he ruined things with the coronavirus, how he lied to the public, how he is just a mess across the board, how he doesn't believe in climate change, how he, you know, for immigration, he keeps kids in cages, like all of that. I feel like we all know that by now. I was reading a thing about how if we want to encourage people to go vote within these last 50 days, voter turnout is better influenced by telling people what Joe Biden does stand for as opposed to what Donald Trump, how terrible he is. Like, we all already know all of that. So I'm trying to, within my network and with my friends or on my platforms, to spread more knowledge about like what Joe Biden stands for, what his policy stuff is all about, how he believes in climate change, how he, for coronavirus, he wants to, you know, have a universal mask mandate, how he wants national testing and has a strategy for that. Like, actual things that will impact all of us immediately, hopefully next year, if he does get elected. And it's like, yeah, Trump fucked a lot of shit up, and it's kind of where we're at. Like, I have no solution to that except looking at the alternative and trying to make Joe Biden happen, because he does have things that he stands for.
Yeah, no, one of my friends was telling us that he's been volunteering to phone bank, which is great because you can just do it right from home. And it's just like you send text messages or calls to people in swing states just to like educate them and see who they're voting for and what their intentions are and blah, blah, blah. And he said he was messaging with people in, I think it was Ohio. And he said one gentleman that he was texting with was a registered Republican and said he swore up and down that he hated Trump, but that he thought that he actually had to vote for him because he was a registered Republican and didn't.
Oh my God.
And didn't know. And so exactly. And so he's like, these are the type of people we want to reach out to, is people who don't know what they're allowed to do and what they're not allowed to do, because he thought no matter what, he had to vote Republican down the ticket because that's how he was registered in that state.
Holy moly.
And so he was like, these are the like meaningful conversations. And now he said the guy was so excited and was saying he was glad that he didn't have to. And he was going to tell other people in his family that if they were registered.
How satisfying for your friend.
Oh, right?
To feel like, oh my God, I, just by spending some of my day to talk to a stranger, help someone realize that they can make an impact in the government.
Yeah.
And like, it doesn't have to just be this way just because it is this way. Well, that's cool.
Same thing. And he said, there was another person that messaged him back and said, I just can't vote for Joe Biden because he wants to defund all the police. And he replied and explained and said, this is actually what Biden wants to do. And this is how he wants to reallocate some of the funding. And he's not taking all money away from police. They want to invest in mental health and that sort of thing. And he said the same thing. The person had like an eye-opening response and was like, oh, wow, really? All I've seen on the news is that he wants to defund the police. Thank you for showing me what he actually wants to do.
The that Netflix documentary, The Social Dilemma, it does a really good job talking about like, okay, the political climate we're in, how social networks are allowing anybody to spread any type of misinformation. There's no regulation on it. Mm-hmm. And so right now we're looking at a moment where Trump is allowed to promote lies to very specific locations, types of people. If he wants to reach one neighborhood in one state who, and it's all people that like Fox News on Facebook or, you know, one certain demographic, he can hone it into that specific type of person on Facebook and tell that person directly a certain amount of lies at a cost. Like if he has the money, he can do it. Like there's nothing stopping him. So it takes all of us to have those difficult conversations with everyone we know to offset that super specific direct marketing that Trump is allowed to do on Facebook. Facebook, I think, is, I don't know, I'm very close to deleting it. What's the fucking point of having it except to disrupt the echo chamber?
I know. My roommate deleted his like at the beginning of the year and says it's so freeing and so nice. And I've just been so on the fence about it. I don't feel like I use it a whole lot anyways, but
I just kind of feel like it to leave it feels like giving up and letting the crazies talk amongst the crazies. And I'm exhausted because I was talking about it with my friends about the coronavirus stuff. It's like, do you feel this way at all? Like, I feel really gaslit for one of the first times about, like, am I crazy? Am I, like, an extreme person who's like, oh, we all need to be inside and we all need to be taking precautions and we all need to be socially distancing? When all I see on social media by influencers or just friends or family or people around the country, nobody else is, it feels like people aren't doing that. And so like, I feel like I'm screaming about something and I look like a crazy person. Like I look like a conspiracy theory person because I'm saying people need to like socially distance.
I mean,
do you feel that way?
Yeah, I've definitely had that thought process, especially with like the hard conversations with family members that I've had and the certain family members that I realized there is like really no breaking through and they're just full of hate or whatever their problem is. I kind of thought the same thing too. I was like, are they at home thinking that I'm just this like crazy left wing, like liberal extremist? And then I'm like, no, that's not it at all.
Yeah, I wish more people would be a little bit more outspoken about it, even if it's just kind of posting. Like, I think people don't. If you are the type of person to stay home during the pandemic and like be up to nothing, like, what would you post on your story? Like, it's kind of same old now that we're 6 months or whatever in. But I think there is something really powerful to posting, like, even if it's like a selfie, staying home and using the, like, you know, those like little stickers on your story that says stay home and just reminding people that there are people like us that are taking it seriously. I think because we see partying as like a really loud thing on social media, that it seems like more people are doing it than they are, but only because like that's an extreme. And so you focus on that and nobody's going to post the other side of it of like, oh, doing nothing tonight. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I was going to say the website that my friend was using to phone bank, if anyone is interested, was just mobilize.us. But it's looking like it's, yeah, you can sign up to like virtual phone bank or any of that good stuff if any of that interests you. I did it in 2018 and it was so easy. And it was just like sending texts from my computer and then you would just send them and then people would either reply or not reply. And it was so easy.
Yeah, I did that in 2016 and it was really felt like I was actually doing something with my time.
Maybe that's what you can do while you're staying home.
Yes, ma'am.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
You know what I would like to phone bank about?
What? Tell me.
I would like to call the general population and see how they feel. Here, we'll role play it. Ring, ring.
Hello. I'm just kidding. I've never answered my phone.
Oh, well, today you do. Answer.
Hello.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hello.
Hi, is this Corey?
Why? Who's asking?
Hi, my name is Tyler. I'm calling on behalf of the general public. And today we're just reaching out to see how you feel about Logan Lerman's new long flowing salt and pepper hair.
Who's Logan Lerman?
I'm sorry. Or what? Huh?
Is he
from...
He was
the Perks of Being a Wallflower. You may recall
wasn't
him from
he
such
like
films as Percy Jackson, I think.
Isn't he younger than me?
I think he's an adult.
He has...
Now you're making me question it.
He's definitely...
So you're not following the script of this call.
Definitely younger than you.
Logan Lerman.
He's 27.
Age 28.
Okay.
Thank you.
I was close.
Anyway, he's got long, flowing salt and pepper hair now, and it's very sexy.
Send me a pic.
So how do you feel about that?
Send me a pic. Text it.
Is this how the phone canvassing works?
You have my number, Logan Lerman.
Okay, well, please hold, sir. I'm sending the pictures, sir. Hold on. We're going to get a link to Pop Crave.
I see it. Oh, there he is. He's wearing a mask, which looks like he's hiking at Runyon Canyon.
Anyway, sir.
His hair's
how
not even
feel?
That long. I was picturing like, who's that other person in Perks of Being a Wallflower?
Is it Hermione, I think?
No, what's his name?
The top comment on this tweet that I sent you, it's a Pop Crave tweet, so you know it's all stans. But the top comment is big white cock energy. Whew, okay.
Oh, cool. No, I'm talking about...
I gotta say,
Ezra Miller. I thought it was gonna be
not
long
we're talking about.
Like that.
You know about Ezra Miller's feet?
No, but didn't he choke slam someone in a Target?
I believe that is true. I do believe that did happen. But also, if you're out there, if you've got Google open, you're looking for something to type in and search Ezra Miller's feet.
Why?
I'm telling you, I'm not sending that to you. That would be destructive. But I'm not stopping you from looking it up. So,
what's wrong with them? Wait,
figure that out on your own time.
Why do they look like that?
See, I also want to do an in memoriam today.
For?
Peeps.
Peeps, the Easter candy?
Peeps are over, baby.
Really?
Well, maybe not over, but there's going to be no peeps for Halloween or Christmas this year.
I didn't
even
know there were Halloween or Christmas peeps to begin with.
Or Valentine's. All peeps. Peeps are...
Are you saying may they rest in peeps?
Thank you. May they rest in peeps. I'm gonna really appreciate you right now.
Thank you. Do you like peeps?
No.
We've talked about peeps on the podcast before. All I ever say is that my little brother likes peeps, and I don't know anyone else who does.
Well, you gotta be the one to be the bearer of bad news.
I'll text him. Because
for Halloween they do have peep pumpkin. Marshmallow pumpkin.
They're just shaped like pumpkins. They're not flavored pumpkins.
Correct. Well, maybe they do pumpkin spice. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, the Whole Foods by me got their pumpkin spice waffles back. So
thank God.
God is good.
God is good. God is great.
They're just so nice.
Rest in peeps.
Yeah, you really liked that, didn't you?
I really did. I thought Corey Brava.
So I have a question for you.
I have an answer, baby.
So would you ever date?
Yes.
Would you ever date and or fuck someone who had your same last name, same spelling, same everything?
Same only for the last name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be worried that you might be related?
I would definitely. I'm on 23andMe. I'll be like, real quick.
You're on 23andMe?
Well, aren't you?
Yeah. And we're
so?
Not.
Why'd you ask incredulously?
Because I thought maybe it'd like tell us we were related.
I think you can look that up. I think you can.
And it just tells
if
you.
If they're Adam. On and if you're on, you can definitely cross.
Yeah. I've
check.
Bitch, I've found some long losts.
Yeah, okay, I know. So what I'm saying is I would definitely give it a goog and see.
So on your first date, you're all, can I get a vial of spit?
I wouldn't ask. I would just collect it. I know how to get a vial of spit when I need
I'm
one.
I'm sure you do. Just take a lock of their hair.
That's even easier.
I'm just asking. I don't know if this person listens to the podcast. Someone.
Why? Are you dating a cool?
No, someone with my last name messaged me on Instagram, slid it in my DMs.
And they said, let's fuck?
Essentially. And they had my same exact last name. And then I looked and it was like, looked like a legitimate profile. And I thought, my last name's less popular than yours for sure. So I don't know. I just don't think I would ever want to date someone who has my last name.
Here's the thing. I think I know more. I know the majority of Oakleys that I'm related to.
Exactly.
But I don't know the majority of people I'm related to that aren't.
Oh, I hear
the same last name.
Because like, if it
there's
was like
more
a marriage.
People out there that there's more people out there that I'm related to that don't have Oakley than do have Oakley.
That's true.
So
that's
I
true.
Think if anything, I should be more afraid of anybody without my last name.
I mean, that's true, but I do know most of those like last names as well. And I actually think I would be a little leery.
You'd be a little leery? Weary or leery?
A little leery. Weary.
Leery?
Weary's like tired.
I'd be
Leery's like on a edge.
I think you'd be fury. You'd have some fears.
Furio from, what's his name? From
Fiero.
Because even when I lived in LA, once this guy messaged me on Grindr who had my last name, and then he had his Instagram linked, and I looked and I thought, I couldn't go out with someone who has my last name.
I hate when people are like, oh, I can't date somebody with. I saw somebody recently post they couldn't go on a date with somebody because the person they were going to go on a date with has the same name as a sibling they have. I'm like, okay, grow up.
I mean, I think I would think about that a little bit too.
What?
Yeah.
I just have so many siblings that it's like, I can't count that many names out.
But
I can't shorten my dating pool that much.
Also, everyone in your family has dumb names, so I wouldn't even date any of those people to begin with.
Okay. Name a few. Go off.
I can if you'd like.
You can?
I can if you'd like.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
I would. Ted, you pretend.
Would you date a Ted?
I don't know. What's his dick like?
See, there you go. What about a Gabriel? Gabriel? I feel like you have dated a Gabriel.
Gabe. I think I've kissed a Gabe.
Yeah, you have. What about a Travis?
I've kissed a Travis.
So what I'm seeing here, have you ever kissed a Tyler?
I must have.
So there you have it.
Have I? Probably not. A Taylor? Yes. Taylor Ockley? Yes.
So have I.
Have you ever kissed a Taylor?
Should I make a video?
Are you
finding
talking about
anybody
wait,
else?
Wait, wait, wait,
names?
Wait,
shut
wait,
up,
wait,
shut up, shut up, shut up.
Are
wait,
you
wait,
talking
wait,
about
wait,
someone
wait, wait,
named wait. Taylor, or are you talking about a Taylor?
What?
A clothing Taylor.
Taylor? Oh, a Taylor.
Have you ever kissed a Taylor?
Named Taylor? No, shush. What if I did a video trying to find other people throughout the world named Tyler Oakley and give them a little kiss?
And you kiss them?
I don't know what the culmination is.
Is this like the video where you caught a Kangaskhan?
Yes, actually.
You're just running down the road kissing Tyler Oakley's?
I think, well, it would be consensual, but yeah.
I mean, if anybody knows a Taylor named Taylor, let me know.
Okay, well, cool.
All right, well.
All right.
All right. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else, Tyler? Where can people find you?
I was going to talk about Chris Evans, but there anything to say? Do you have anything about that?
I saw what he posted on his Instagram story.
Yes.
I don't know. And then I was like looking on Twitter, and articles and stuff were being like saying that he's already a very anxious person or something, and they all felt real bad.
Oh, so should we not talk about it?
I was very confused. Is this something I missed? Do people know Chris Evans is like an anxious, self-conscious person? That can't be true. Well,
I found it to be a beautiful moment on the internet where somebody obviously made an accident, didn't mean to do it, accidentally posted a nudes, an oopsie daisy, classic oopsie daisy.
Would oopsie daisy be a good drag name?
Absolutely. Please welcome to the stage, Oopsie Daisy. That's a great drag name.
Yeah. All right.
I loved that all of the people on the internet that were trying to be like protecting him kept reposting all of the image of that camera roll, but replacing the dick pic little thumbnail within the grid with something else. And so even if you were trying to find the dick pic, you'd be seeing all of the replications of the screenshot of his camera roll, but like every single one had a different image in replacement of his dick pic. I was like, oh, they really like flushed that out. You can't really find it, which is nice.
Well, yeah, they said he was anxious about it.
So, God bless.
Yeah, there you have it. That's how Sue sees it.
And now there's a peep shortage.
Please get off the stage, Oopsie Daisy.
I'm trying to find the peep, but there's a shortage.
Cool.
Trying to peep at it.
Cool. Great.
Hey, when's the last time you got a peep smear?
Peep smear.
not you whispering. Peep smear.
Peep smear. Is that a drag name? Peep smear?
What's a pap smear? Do you know?
Yes.
That's what I'm asking.
It's when you get your pap smeared.
What is a pap?
It's probably short for something.
Pep. Hey.
Are you talking to?
You. I was talking to you. I was thinking about paprika. How did salt and pepper is short for
Papanikolaou.
Okay. Welcome to the stage. I'm talking about how did salt and pepper give birth to paprika in Blue's Clues?
Probably adoption.
I love that. Adoption representation in media. God bless.
Well, there you have it.
Okay. Well, this has been real. I wish you the best.
Thanks. Where can people find you?
They can find me phone banking up on behalf of the Logan Lerman Society.
Oh, never mind.
Hello, caller. We're just polling Americans about my Logan Merman.
Did you say peep smear?
Yeah, I did. Where can people find you, Corey?
At the clinic with the peep smears.
Getting your peep smear.
They can find me looking at Ezra Miller's toes while getting my peep smeared.
Okay. Have a good life. Good luck to you all. Bon voyage.